After Friday's heated meeting at the White House between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, the Prime Minister of Britain calls on more than a dozen fellow European leaders to step up to support Ukraine and help end the war with Russia. His four-point plan and what's next for the relationship between the U.S. and Ukraine. And warm, dry conditions are leading to wildfires across the Carolinas, where evacuations took place over the weekend as firefighters battled flames, smoke, and gusty winds. This morning, Europe is rallying to support Ukraine after last Friday's White House meeting between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky ended on a tense note. It dissolved into an argument in front of the international press. White House staff escorted Zelensky out, and the mineral deal the two leaders were supposed to sign was put on hold. On Sunday, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer rallied his counterparts from across Europe to strengthen their borders and support Ukraine as he announced plans to end Russia's war there. Starmer says he worked with France and Ukraine to come up with a plan that hinges on four steps to achieving peace. Step one would be to make sure aid is flowing into Ukraine while keeping economic pressure on Russia. The next step, to assure Ukraine is part of any peace negotiations and that any deal ensures Ukraine's sovereignty and security. The European allies also plan to continue to arm Ukraine to deter future invasions. The last step would be to create what's called a coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine and guarantee peace. The British leaders called on the United States to take part. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, "Not every nation will feel able to contribute, but that can't mean that we sit back. Instead, those willing will intensify planning now with real urgency." Starmer continued, "The UK is prepared to back this with boots on the ground and planes in the air. Together with others, Europe must do the heavy lifting. But to support peace in our continent and to succeed, this effort must have strong U.S. backing." Starmer said he's working on a formal plan to present to President Trump. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky says he believes his country's relationship with the United States can be saved after Friday's contentious meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance with Vance, asking Zelensky, "Have you ever said thank you to the United States?" Zelensky also said he's still willing to sign the deal, giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, such as graphite, titanium, lithium, and uranium. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered U.S. Cyber Command to suspend offensive and information operations against Russia, according to multiple reports. The move raises some concerns the U.S. will now be more vulnerable to cyber attacks from Moscow. In a statement, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said, quote, "Its mission is to defend against all cyber threats to U.S. critical infrastructure, including from Russia. There has been no change in our posture." The reported move comes as President Trump is working to reestablish diplomatic ties with Russia after the Biden administration all but cut them off in support of Ukraine, and just days after the contentious exchange that Trump had with Ukraine, President Zelensky at the White House on Friday. A senior U.S. defense official would not comment on the reports due to operational security concerns, but told multiple outlets, "There is no greater priority to Secretary Hegseth than the safety of the warfighter in all operations, to include the cyber domain." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is meeting with Britain's King Charles today, and he plans to discuss President Trump's repeated insistence that Canada be annexed and become America's 51st state. Trudeau traveled to London for British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's meeting on supporting Ukraine. Charles has faced criticism from Canada for his silence on Trump's remarks on the U.S. adding Canada. Ahead of the meeting, Trudeau said nothing is more important to his citizens than, quote, "standing up for our sovereignty and our independence." Last week, Charles invited President Trump to Scotland for a state visit, and Trump said he would be honored to go. So far, no date has been set. Turning our attention now to the Middle East, Israel is stopping the delivery of aid into Gaza as a means to force Hamas into extending a ceasefire deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's cutting off entry of food and other supplies, saying they never make it to Palestinians in need, accusing Hamas of stealing the aid instead. The move comes after Israel said it agreed to a U.S. plan to extend the ceasefire in Gaza. Netanyahu said, Israel has accepted President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff's plan to extend the temporary ceasefire by 50 days. During that time, we can discuss the conditions for a permanent ceasefire that will end the war in Gaza. In Witkoff's plan, half of the hostages would be released right away, and the remaining half would be released if we reach an agreement on a permanent ceasefire. Again, Israel has accepted this plan. I accepted this plan, but so far, Hamas has rejected it. Hamas currently has 59 hostages, 35 of whom are believed to be dead. The White House is backing Netanyahu's decision to withhold Gaza aid with National Security Council, spokesman Brian Hughes telling Fox News, "We will support their decision on next steps, given Hamas has indicated it's no longer interested in a negotiated ceasefire." Hamas says the move is, quote, "cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the ceasefire agreement." Spring has come early to many parts of the country that includes higher temperatures and dry conditions. It was a windy weekend in several states, including the Carolinas, which saw multiple dangerous wildfires erupt. In South Carolina, nearly 200 fires burned a 6.5-square-mile area. The governor declared a state of emergency to support firefighting efforts. A fire in the Carolina forest, west of Myrtle Beach, forced residents to evacuate. Some ran from their neighborhoods as smoke filled the sky. Fortunately, the State Forestry Commission says flames have not destroyed any homes, and so far, nobody has been injured. A total of about 4,000 acres are on fire in that state. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says firefighters are battling various wildfires in four different forests across the state. The largest is about 400 acres, 50 miles east of Charlotte. That fire is about one-third contained. In Polk County, which is southwest North Carolina, people there were forced to evacuate over the weekend as a fire quickly charred about 500 acres. The Forest Service was conducting water drops and backburns in an effort to contain it. Finally, this morning, the 97th Academy. Awards took place last night in Los Angeles, and one movie topped all the rest with 5 wins. Anora, the story of a strip club dancer who elopes with the son of a Russian oligarch, won Best Picture. Also, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for her starring role in the film, and Sean Baker won for Best Director. Adrien Brody took home Best Actor for his role in The Brutalist, as a Holocaust survivor who escapes and comes to the United States to live the American dream. Zoe Saldana won her first Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her portrayal of a lawyer in the film Emilia Perez. Saldana told the audience that she's the daughter of immigrant parents and the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award. And Kieran Culkin took home the award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Benji in the movie A Real Pain.